Hi, I'm Carl Azuz. Welcome to this special edition of CNN Student News. Today, we're focusing exclusively on the Oklahoma City area and the devastating tornado that tore through there on Monday. This is what we know so far. The tornado touched down near the town of New Castle, Oklahoma, just before 3 p.m. Monday. Residents had about 16 minutes warning before it hit. From there, it moved to the city of Moore, and that's where this storm did its worst. You can tell from this video, it was gigantic. Officials said it was more than a mile wide, and the path it took across Newcastle and Moore was 17 miles long. That path was one of destruction and devastation. Homes and businesses flattened, a local hospital severely damaged, two elementary schools took direct hits. As of Tuesday afternoon, authorities had confirmed dozens of deaths from this tornado, including nine children. More than 200 other people were injured. The rescue efforts started immediately Monday afternoon. They continued through the night. Pamela Brown has more on that.
Illuminated by floodlights, rescue teams searched tirelessly throughout the night, sifting through mountains of debris where Plaza Towers Elementary School once stood.
Oh my God.
In some places, the debris was 10 feet high. Underneath, every parent's worst nightmare, the bodies of school children who tried to seek shelter from a ferocious tornado, many more still missing. The race to rescue dozens of students and teachers began right after the massive mile-wide tornado ripped through at least two elementary schools directly in its path. At hardest hit Plaza Towers Elementary, a third grade class huddled in a hallway of their school.
We had to pull a car out of the front hallway off a teacher. I don't know what that lady's name is, but she had three little kids underneath her. Good job, teach.
Worried parents sent to a staging area at a nearby church and searched for answers. At first, several children were pulled from the leveled school alive, but with each passing hour, the operation tragically went from a rescue to a recovery mission. The heart-wrenching reality of the storm's fury hard to comprehend, even for those covering it.
I've never seen anything like this in my 18 years covering tornadoes here in Oklahoma City. This is, without question, the most horrific.
Okay, Lance. Listen, we need to get this information.
Searchers were able to reunite many kids with their families.
In fact, rescuers have pulled at least 100 people out of the rubble alive. At first, the search efforts were a mix of emergency responders and volunteers. A local pipeline worker who joined in said he felt it was his duty to help. But eventually, so many volunteers showed up that officials had to ask them to stay away. Police, firefighters, National Guard members, all involved in the search efforts. Specially trained animals, too. Chris Cuomo has more on how they helped.
They set up a perimeter here. There are about six or eight men. Inside there were dogs, three or four of them. The dogs are working. They're sniffing. You hear barking. The barking could be signals. It can just be excitement. The trainers know how to deal with that. And what they do is they have to follow the dogs through this debris field. And we're showing you this because it's very painstaking work. It's very detail-oriented, and it's very dangerous because they have to find their way through it. The dogs as well. They, of course, are much more nimble and able to make it through very easily. You're watching Chief, this dog's name is right now. He's working. He's back with his trainer right now. He's barking. That's part of his work. It's just communication between trainer and the dog. Doesn't mean they necessarily found something. But they have to find and follow him all through this. It takes time. It's sophisticated work, and it's dangerous, and there is so much of it to do because there are buildings like this that have fallen down all over. As you come into this area here in Moore, Oklahoma, it comes in waves. First, you see debris on the road. Then you start to see that homes have been like sprayed, almost like power washed with mud. Then you start to see big things are missing, trees, power lines are down, the street lights have stopped, and then everything is gone, and you get to this point.